I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we headed today?
Gus's Fried Chicken. Gus's is a chain. The first branch was in a small town in Tennessee. It's famous in Memphis, and it's in about, 16, 20 other cities in the country, I think. And this is its first branch on the West Coast.
So let's talk about the food.
Well, the food is hot chicken, they call it, but it's nothing like the incredible heat of the Nashville-style chicken.
It's not punitive.
No. When it first comes out of the fryer, it's magnificent. It's really crunchy. It's sort of a burnished red gold. The pieces are bigger than they are small, and the heat just creeps up on you in a way that's really pleasant. Unlike the Nashville style at places like Howling Rays or Nickel Diner, it becomes noticeably less crunchy over about 10 minutes. It's not great as next day picnic chicken.
What about take home chicken?
It will probably last long enough till you get home. And I think they do a huge part of their business as takeout, but it's much better if you eat it there. That's a lot of the deep frying effect anyway, right? It's like donuts. Even Winchell's is incredibly good if you get it right out of the fryer.
It's true. Are you eating half chickens, parts, a sandwich, or all of the above?
I personally tend to order specials. So you can get like a dozen wings, or you can get 8 or 16 pieces of dark meat, and you have a whole table full of people around and you order all the sides. I think they sell mostly in the form of plates, which will be, 2 or 3 pieces that you get to choose, plus baked beans and slaw and white bread. There's always white bread involved.
Always.
The baked beans are standard. The seasoned fries are actually pretty good. There's a really nice gooey mac and cheese and really sort of meaty porky greens with that sort of like little bit of collard stank.
Good greens are very important.
That's kind of it. You might want to start with an appetizer.
Why?
That's true. Why? Except there's the best fried pickles I've ever had. And I actually would claim to have a certain amount of expertise in the fried pickle department. Every place I've ever had them before, they do the pickle chips and they bread and they fry. Here, they cut them into spears.
Ooh, that's very nice.
You get the meatiness of it. It preserves the sort of
pickle integrity?
The pickle integrity, that the garlic flavor comes through. They're coated really nicely with the batter. It doesn't slip off. Almost everywhere you get fried pickles, you have one bite and then you're left with a really hot pickle and sort of an empty pickle casing. The fried green tomatoes are really good too. And then you're done and you get a piece of chess pie if you have room for it, or probably even if you don't, because chess pie is undeniable good thing.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize winning food writer for the LA Times. I think this might be one of these instances in which people are listening and they are turning their cars.
Well, it's the chess pie.
Towards the sound of the frying. We've been talking about Gus's Fried Chicken in Mid-City. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.